I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. 17 billion cubic miles. That is how much ice sits atop or around the continent of Antarctica. 90% of all ice on Earth. It piles up anywhere from 1 to 3 miles deep. Its sheer weight shoves the continent below sea level. And much of Antarctica's ice extends out over the ocean as massive ice shelves. This ice is too cold to be melted by salty ocean waters. And even though the polar sea is warm enough to melt the shelves, it typically doesn't, thanks to a secret weapon. Antarctica sweats. Come spring or summer, natural melting up top drips off the sides of the mighty ice sheet. Just as your sweat cools your skin on a hot day, Antarctica's sweat cools it by buffering it from warm waters. Unfortunately, on an ever-heating planet, Antarctica sweats a lot more than it used to. That releases a lot more fresh water into the ocean, which disrupts the density levels. The denser salt water tumbles and tussles with the lighter fresh water. Low pressure and high pressure cartwheel, generating these underwater storms that shatter the freshwater buffer. This breach exposes the ice to the warmer waters, thus triggering more melting. More melting means more freshwater, means bigger water storms, means the cycle repeats. Fortunately, it's no sweat for ordinary people to prevent hotter oceans by converting food waste to compost. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.